Tori Amos has been looking at a lot of artwork, and she turns the visual into the musical on her new CD.
Are you telling me it's over? Disintegrating, lost, and there's nothing I can do. Before you drop another verbal bomb, can I arm myself with Cezanne 16 Shades of Blue?
That's the song 16 Shades of Blue, which refers to the artist Paul Cezanne, who is said to have had at least 16 shades of blue on his palette. It's a tune about aging from an artist who hit a significant milestone last year. Tori Amos turned 50, by the way. She's explored a number of musical styles recently, from classical, where she began as a child, to a staged musical. On this new CD called Unrepentant Geraldines, she returns to a more familiar rock form. Tori Amos joins us from our studios in New York. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
The title of the CD, Unrepentant Geraldines, comes from an etching, I understand, by a 19th century Irish artist named Daniel MacLise. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
What was so powerful about that piece to you?
She reminded me of the Repentant Magdalene paintings from a few hundred years prior. And as I started to think about what women were apologizing for, I began thinking about being unapologetic at 50 and as an artist and standing by the creations that make up your shape. As I was getting my head around becoming 50, I began to see myself as a combination of all the song structures that have come into my life for the last 50 years.
Peter and Paul, they did come down.
You are from the South, North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
And I read a quote. You had said that the South walks with me wherever I am in my world. I can't get it out of my DNA. It finds its way into several different parts of this album, especially I'm thinking about the track Trouble's Lament.
Trouble needs a home, girls. Trouble needs a home. She fell out with Satan. Now she's on the run, but I have found her quite straightforward in her contracts and her deals. She warns me when danger is loose behind his wheels. And he is loose behind his wheels. Don't cry, baby.
Often when you think about good and evil themes in country music, which comes up a lot, artists tend to use the word devil. You use the word Satan, which has a different kind of religious reference to it, a religious weight. Your dad was a preacher, a minister, right?
Methodist minister, yes.
Does that language find its way into your songwriting?
Well, he said to me so many times, oh, just be grateful you were a minister's daughter. What would you write about if I'd been a dentist? But yes, Satan was very much at the heart.
Standing up to Satan, dancing, I own Saint Michael's sword. I'm on her side in this brutal world.
I gather there is another big influence on this recording, your young teenage daughter, Natasha?
Yes. Tash. Yeah, she's quite something.
You've said the song Rose Dover is about how to grow up with your imagination intact, which is an interesting kind of idea. Is that, that's clearly something that you wish for her?
I found that there are certain teenagers that have a very magical imagination and are trying to hold on to it. But sometimes they do have to combat judgment, harsh judgment from their peers.
If you see Rose Dover, that's how her secret name. She would meet three others to keep the forest safe. She said, "My reality got soon called make-believe. Imagination's funeral killed by the teenage me. You don't have to throw it away, throw being a kid away. Just because you're growing up faster every day."
I imagine the answer is yes, but I'm going to ask anyway. Has parenthood, in particular, raising a daughter, a teenager now, changed how you approach making music?
It's changed everything, Rachel. I'm a different person. Becoming a mom was what I needed to refocus my attention. Magic glasses, I would call them. So I took off my other glasses, which might have been, I'll raise my hand, self-involved glasses, and then take off those glasses and put on mom glasses, and all of a sudden, it's in Technicolor.
Tori Amos's new CD is called Unrepentant Geraldine. She joined us from our studios in New York. Tori, it's been such a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Rachel. All the best.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Have a great Mother's Day.